Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Well, with the Russia-Ukraine war still going on, and Russia expect to have a record wheat crop this year, we checked in with OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson, who gave us the details.
You look at Russia wheat production, it's predicted to be over 3.1 billion bushels, a record crop. You look at their projected exports for this next year, 1.5 to 1.6 billion bushels. They'll normally export 1.2 to 1.4. You remember they held up wheat in storage last year? They're ready to put it on the market, and they're planning on doing that. You look at Ukraine, 700 million bushels is about what they'll normally export. They only exported 370 million last year. This year they're looking at maybe 175 million bushels. You've got world production, not a record, but near record at 28.4 billion bushels. The record's 28.6, so we got sufficient amount of wheat. We just got to get it out on the market.
To hear more from crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show SunUp, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Happy 4th of July. Today, reading a poem by Paul Harvey, So God Made a Farmer. And so on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, and then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer. I need somebody with strong arms, strong enough to rustle a calf, and gentle enough to deliver his own grandchild. Somebody to call hogs, tame cantankerous machinery, come home hungry, have to wait until lunch until his wife's done feeding visiting ladies, and then tell the ladies to be sure and come back real soon and mean it. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a newborn colt and watch it die, then dry his eyes and say, maybe next year. I need somebody who can shape an axe handle from a persimmon sprout, shoe a horse with a hunk of a car tire, who can make a harness out of hay wire, feed sacks, and shoe scrap, and who during planting time and harvest season will finish his 40-hour week by Tuesday at noon, and then, painting from tractor back, put in another 72 hours. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody strong enough to clear trees, heave bales, yet gentle enough to yean lambs and weed pigs, and tend the pink comb pullets. We'll stop his mower for an hour to split the broken leg of a meadow lark. It had to be somebody who'd plow deep and straight and not cut corners. Somebody to seed, weed, feed, breed, and rake and disc and plow and plant, and tie the fleece and strain the milk and replenish the self-feeder and finish a hard week's work with a 5-mile drive to church. Somebody who'd bail a family together with the soft, strong bonds of sharing, who would laugh and sigh and then reply with smiling eyes when his son says that he wants to spend his life doing what his dad does. So God made a farmer. That's Paul Harvey's speech from the 1978 National Future Farmers of America Convention. Happy birthday to America, the greatest nation on earth. You guys enjoy your 4th of July. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.